8 minutes to eight. Business news now with Gail Conway.
Thanks, Gavin. New software has been launched to track aviation emissions in real time. Pace Airports by Fexco aims to support airports deliver on their emission reduction targets. Earlier this week, the Financial Times reported that European airline emissions are on course to exceed pre-pandemic levels this year. This is despite a global commitment by the sector to reach net zero by 2050 through a mix of new technologies, alternative fuels and more efficient aircraft engines and air traffic management. Chief Strategy Officer of Fexco Group, Bertie Murphy joins us in studio now. Bertie, how does this software work and what role do you hope it will play in actually reducing global aviation carbon emissions?
Good morning, Gail. So Fexco have delivered a platform for measuring emissions globally, tracking commercial flights and measuring their emissions independently. We launched this platform initially with aircraft financiers to support them with emissions reporting and insights on financed aircraft within their portfolio. So we count large global banks like JP Morgan and large aircraft lessors like SMBC amongst our customers. The natural next step for us then was to take this into airports. We were able to localise our data to the needs of an airport to measure and get insights into the emissions from the aircraft operating at the airport. We're delighted to announce Christchurch Airport in New Zealand as our first customer on the platform. They are the most progressive airport in the world when it comes to emissions reduction. They are committed to achieving net zero emissions by 2050, and they see the data in Pace Airports being fundamental to supporting them in delivering on this commitment.
So how accurate is the software? How has it been tested? And how is Christchurch Airport using it with, I suppose, when they see planes landing on the runway, etc.?
So it's super accurate. We amalgamate almost 10 billion data points on the platform. Obviously, we face significant scrutiny from those aircraft financiers. We're dealing with the largest banks in the world. And they've been very focused on our calculation methodology and ensuring that it's appropriate and correct. We backtest the data regularly. We backtest it against operator data. We're less than 2%. Off in terms of our data versus operators, which is highly accurate in terms of it being independent. In terms of Christchurch, so they were previously using Excel complete their calculations. They did it on an annual basis. The model was fundamentally for reporting only. It was very arduous and time consuming. So now with Pace Airports, they have live data at a click of a button. They have insights from the platform allowing them to focus on embedding sustainability right across their aviation operational processes. They can see key performance indicators that allow them to measure progress against reducing their emissions. And more importantly, they can understand the opportunities for reduction as well with the insights from the platform.
So they can react quicker because it's live, the data is in real time.
Yeah, so the data is live. What we do as well on the platform is we actually split out the key elements of the operational cycle of the aircraft at the airport. So the taxi time out, the actual runway, taking off and moving out to 3,000 feet. So what's really insightful in terms of that is you can understand the different movement elements and what's happening and where there are inefficiencies that drive emissions at the airport operations. It's interesting globally as well. We're seeing that there's a high relationship between high emissions occurring in the taxi phase. So you can see it almost in some airports, it can be two times the emissions in terms of the takeoff phase versus the taxi phase, which is super interesting.
And very briefly, any interest from Irish or European airports to engage with this technology?
Yeah, absolutely. So our design partner network incorporated a large number of international airports. We were focused on including a number of disparate airports with different operation activity at the airport. So a lot of ones with military flights, complex needs, etc. Okay. So we're very focused on that, and we've a strong pipeline of customers coming from Europe and the Irish airports also.
Okay. Chief Strategy Officer of Fexco Group, Bertie Murphy, thanks for joining us on the programme this morning. We'll have more business in the next hour.